Hi, this is Palesa Muhlamme, and I'm quite excited to be part of this conversation. Of course, today it is the first day of 16 days of activism for no violence against women and children. And first of all, I would just like to, you know, express myself in regards to the whole gender-based violence, you know, the whole term. I found it problematic. Why? Because it's one thing that also creates tension amongst, you know, the so-called genders, which is the male and the female. It's problematic whereby, you know, we putting, you know, this whole thing in a box and we're not necessarily tackling the core problem. For me personally, ever since this campaign has been established, since 94, nothing really has been, you know, achieved through this campaign. Yes, you could say that the achievement with, you know, raising awareness, it's there, but for it to, you know, change and, you know, solve the problem, it hasn't solved the problem for me. Why do I say that? So many women and children, they have been killed, especially this year. This year, we have seen so much killings, you know, we have seen so much rape cases, you know, and even now, there are still, you know, women trafficking, child trafficking, and it's sad. And even if we can be loud about the whole gender-based violence, but for me, it doesn't necessarily solve the problem, because we also isolate the people, the most we isolated the most fundamental people, which are men, the boy child. Why are we isolating men from this conversation? Why are we isolating them? Because truly speaking, they are part of the problem. As much as they are perpetrators, they are also victims in their own ways. Because men in a society, of course, in our society, in our communities, we are taught and we also teach our boy children, our men, that they are not supposed to cry. They are not supposed to express themselves. So how do you expect a person who is being taught not to cry and, you know, if they are hurt, they are not supposed to express themselves? So how are they supposed to express themselves if they are not supposed to cry? Obviously, they will resort to violence. And for me, it is the problem. How we raise our boy children is the problem. We need also to check ourselves as women, first of all. We need to check ourselves as parents, as a community, as a people. We need to check ourselves. We need to re-evaluate how we raise our boy children and our girl children. This whole thing of putting, you know, both sexes in a box is a problem. I also feel that, you know, if we also involve men to be part of this conversation and, you know, we also reevaluate how we raise our boy children, it will definitely make a difference in regards to, you know, the whole killings for women and children. Because truly speaking, for a man also to be killing or raping or abusing another woman, it's a cry for help. It's something that, you know, probably something happened to him, let's say maybe as a boy child, and he has unresolved issues because maybe his uncle used to beat him up, or, you know, his uncle used to molest him. Even young boys, they are being molested by, you know, their aunts, their sisters. Why aren't we raising that? For the fact that that boy child might be molested by his sister or the aunt or the cousin, they grow up with that anger, whereby, you know, they have been molested. If they, you know, talk about it, they report it to the police station, they will be laughed at because they are men. They are supposed to, you know, be acting in a certain way. And that's a problem. So let's go back to how we really raise our boy children, how we also allow them to express themselves. Because if you, you know, deny a person to cry and express themselves, Either way, you know, something is about to happen whereby it's a ticking time bomb and, you know, they'll be exploding or expressing themselves, you know, in violent and aggressive ways. So for me, this campaign of gender-based violence, rather, it doesn't solve anything. It has been established since 98, and for me, it hasn't achieved anything. In fact, things are going from bad to worse. So I think it's about time even for, you know, the activists, you know, groups that exist within, you know, the sphere of abuse and, you know, so-called gender-based violence, whereby they also reevaluate themselves in regards to how they solve the problem. They don't need to isolate men or the boy child from this, because men are the core problem, are, you know, the core, you know, of this whole situation. And who knows, with men, we would be able to solve this kind of, you know, dilemma that we're facing as a country. So let's relook how we raise, you know, children. Let's also redefine, you know, manhood, so-called manhood, because, you know, men are under so much pressure and they are not given a chance to express themselves or even cry. So let's rather give them the chance to express themselves and understand where they're coming from and understand that kind of behavior when it happens that a woman or a child is being abused or victimized by a man.